Welcome to the Type 1 Unscripted Podcast. My name is Sean, and we are pulling back the curtain on the true experiences of life with Type 1 diabetes. Together, we will explore the highs and lows of living with Type 1, sharing stories of inspiration and triumph, educating and learning, and most importantly, fostering our amazing Type 1 community. Now, as a reminder, anything you hear on the Type 1 Unscripted Podcast or any episode should not be taken as medical advice. So before making any changes to your diet, insulin, or healthcare plan, please consult with your physician or medical professional. Welcome to another episode of Type 1 Unscripted. And man, it is so good to be back behind the mic and be with you guys. We kind of took a little hiatus, unplanned, of course. The reality is life just got busy. And, you know, about 2 months or so ago, I was in the hospital. And then my son went in the hospital in October, the beginning of the month. And then I got pneumonia and I couldn't talk for like 2 weeks, it felt like. And then on top of all of that, wedding season just was at full throttle. And for those of you who don't know, I am a wedding DJ. Last weekend, I did 3 weddings. I've got 2 weddings this weekend. And it's just insane the amount of stuff that's going on in life right now. And life just kind of got in the way. And yeah, that's an excuse, but it's reality at the same time. And here we are. But we're back. I'm committed to getting back with you guys in an honest schedule, and I'm really excited about the future of this podcast, and we got some amazing things in store for you guys. Now, as far as today's episode, you got just me. No guest, just me, and I want to have real talk for a second. Real talk. Unfiltered, unscripted, back to the basics. And here is where we're going to start. I want you to think back to the time when you were first diagnosed. For some of you, that is 20, 30 plus years, and it might be kind of hard to do so. So if that's you, if you're in that bucket, I want you to think back to that first memory you have of diabetes. And if you're like me, then you were diagnosed late in life as an adult. For me, that was 3 years ago or 4 years ago now. For some of you others out there, that could be 5 years, 7 years, 10 years. So I want you to think back to that moment when you were told you have a disease and you're stuck with it for the rest of your life. What do you think about? What did you think about? What came through your head when you were told those words? That you have this disease and you will require this artificial hormone in your body that's going to keep you alive. Because if you go too high with your blood sugars, that's life-threatening. If you go too low with your blood sugars, that's life-threatening. You have to stay right here in the middle. So what is it? What were your thoughts at that point in time? Was it, you know, hell yeah, let's do it. Let's rock it out. Or maybe it was these famous 4 words that I would bet a lot of you probably have said. And that is, I can't do this. There's no way. I can't do this. Are you kidding me? Like, I have to live with this for the rest of my life? And everything that goes in my mouth, everything that I drink or eat affects this? And I have to give myself shots or wear this pump or have this tube or now this other thing on my arm or prick my finger? Like, all of the things, right? It's a lot of information that you probably got thrown at you all at once, whether you're a child, a teenager, or an adult. And no matter what stage of life you're in, it had a major impact on you. You know, if you're a kid, you just want to be a kid. And if you're a teenager, same thing. You want to be a normal high school student and do all the normal things as your friends do, but you can't. And if you're an adult, it's going to affect your work, your lifestyle that you have developed over all these years. And of course, we all know that blood sugar affects our personality as far as our temperament and our how we control that. Maybe it makes us really upset when we go high or low, or you know, you become a different shell of you. Could be numerous things. So whatever that moment is, whatever that feeling is, I want you to take it, put it in the back of your mind, and hold on to it. Now, what I want you to do is to think of the most recent burnout moment that you had. And I mean that moment of when you're just like, if I have to do this one more day, I'm going to scream. I just feel like I can't do this anymore. Nobody gets it. Nobody understands me. Nobody understands what I'm going through. Like those thoughts, right? Like that's, I want you to think about that for a second. And I promise you, I'm going somewhere with this. But that burnout moment, it's real. It happens. If it hasn't, it will. If it has, it will happen again. It's inevitable because we are living with something that's so challenging, so hard to do. And you know, and I know that the people out there who don't live with it, even our caregivers that help us, our friends, our spouses, our parents, grandparents, that they try their best to understand, but they don't, and they never will. And we don't know what it's like to be in their shoes either. But back to the burnout moment. I want you to take on that feeling for a second. And that might be hard to do. And if I'm asking you to do something like that, and it's hard, just bear with me. But I want you to take that moment and those feelings. Okay. Now, that burnout moment, you probably said, again, going back here, I can't do this another day. I can't do this anymore. Well, let's pretend that was yesterday. Okay. Well, guess what? It is now 24 hours later than when you said that. Or maybe it's 5 hours later. Or maybe it's a week. Maybe it's a month. Maybe it's a year. I don't know. But you're here. You're still here. You're still waking up and you're still going to bed. That's a big win, right? And I'm not dismissing the seriousness of this. Diabetes has definitely taken lives. Some of you listening to this have probably been affected by that, by loss. And if you have, I'm incredibly sorry. And my heart goes out to you. But if you are listening right now and you have type 1 diabetes, that means you are still thriving. You're still waking your head up every morning and putting your head on a pillow every night. And what happens between those two moments, yes, it might be difficult. There might be days when you are just constantly high and you're feeling like crap. And there might be days when you are constantly bottoming out and you just can't function. Or maybe it's a little bit of both. You're on a roller coaster that is just taking you all over the map, right? There are hard days. I don't doubt that at all. But the point I'm trying to make is, at some point or another, you said, I can't do this. And guess what? You made it 10, 20, 30 years. Not only could you do it, you did do it, right? And to that moment when you were burned out and you said, I can't do this another day, even though I'm at my wit's end. I'm at my boiling point, my breaking point. But somehow you made it another 24 hours, another week, another month. You get the point. And what I want you to think about is what got you there? What got you these last 5 years, 12 months, 20 years, 24 hours? What got you from point A to point B? Because there is something there that is helping you push every day. There is something there that is helping you thrive every day. There is something there that is inspiring you to not give up. So what is it? Whatever it is, it's important to you because it's there, right? And I don't know what that is, but I can tell you this. This is what I do know. Here comes some facts for you. So get ready. You tackle so much in a day. We've already addressed this, but you do. In fact, I want to sidestep for a second and talk about this analogy because I love it so much. There is a challenge on social media right now, Instagram and TikTok, that Medtronic has started. It's called the Blue Balloon Challenge. Blue for, of course, the color of National Diabetes Awareness Month. But the balloon challenge itself is you take a balloon and you blow it up, and your job is to keep it in the air. And I haven't done this yet, and I'm going to, because I really want to join this movement, because I think it's a very powerful visual. You take a balloon, you blow it up, and you keep it bouncing in the air. You keep it afloat. And you do that while you are doing a task of some sort, right? You are changing your clothes, you're making lunch, you're typing an email, you're doing something. Because that's real life for us, right? We do this every day. We are constantly living our life that other people live. We do the same things, the same tasks, but we have this other thing over here that we got to keep our mind on as well, and we can't let that balloon fall to the ground. Because if we do, chaos happens inside our body. So we have to keep that going while continuing to do these other things. And at some point, you get really good at this balancing act. And yeah, we have our days where we fall short. Of course, it happens. We're human. But you do so much in a day. Every decision piggybacks off the previous decision. For example, and I would bet that 99% of you probably wake up, and the very first thing that you do is you pull out your phone, or you prick your finger, you look at that pump, and you see what your blood sugar is. I'm guilty of it. 100% I'm guilty of it. But I would bet that 99% of you do this. And that in that moment, we're already making decisions about our morning and about our day. And one of the first things that we got to do is decide, do we need to give ourselves any form of carbs or correction of insulin to get us in range, right? We also might want to see what our blood sugars did throughout the night, if we did not get woken up by a blood sugar alarm of some sort. And then we got breakfast and maybe workout or our jobs or work or school, or the sky's the limit. But every decision is going to piggyback off the previous decision, and it kind of just builds up. It's like steps. You're moving up, you're moving forward. Everything builds off each other. And the point of me saying that is you unconsciously tackle so much in a period of 24 hours, you just don't even know it. You're not even aware of all the amazing things that you're doing every day, all day. And I promise you, I'm going somewhere with this. Again, this is completely, I have no notes in front of me. This is completely unscripted. I'm just winging this whole thing. But I do have a way of landing this plane, I promise. But you're doing all these things all day, every day. And at some point or another, again, we're going to hit this hard. You said, I can't do this, or I can't do this anymore. But yet you are doing it. You are once again thriving. Waking up, you're tackling type 1 diabetes head on. I mean, head on. And let's just be real once again, real talk. Diabetes sucks. I mean, it sucks. It's a sucky diagnosis. And don't get me wrong, there are much worse things out there, but it just sucks. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. It's not fun. We don't want to do it. But I would challenge the fact that it has somehow, in some way, shaped you to be a better person. You are more aware of your overall health. You are more aware of your surroundings. You are more aware of you, your breaking points. Overall, you have become a much better version of yourself, and you don't even realize it. In fact, unconsciously, you're inspiring yourself. Somewhere along the way, your brain is telling yourself, I don't know if that makes any sense, that we've done this before. We've made it this far. We can do it. We're going to keep going. We're going to keep fighting. And you're inspiring others around you as well. So, again, let's rewind. We talked about that thought, that moment, that feeling of when you were first diagnosed. We talked about that moment of burnout and that how that felt. But how you said, I can't do this, but yet you're still doing it. And the reason I'm saying these things is this right here. We're going to land this plane. You told yourself time and time again, this is impossible. But you are doing the impossible every day. That, if I can't say anything inspiring ever at all, that's it right there. That's what I want you to remember. You are doing the impossible every day. Why is it impossible? Because you said it was. Maybe reality is it's not impossible. I don't know. But you said it was impossible, and you did it. So I like to think of it as you're doing the impossible every day. You're doing the unthinkable every day. So keep doing it. Keep surprising yourself. Hold on to whatever it is that got you from point A to point B. Cling on to it. Never let it go. And keep thriving. Keep being you. And just keep being awesome. So as we end this episode, here is what I want you to think about and cling on to. That you will, at some point, become your own worst enemy. You will create roadblocks for yourself, both mentally and physically. And at some point or another, you're going to say, I can't do this anymore. But in those moments, I want you to remind yourself that not only have you done, you are doing the unthinkable and impossible every single day. And that you are your very own inspiration and your very own superhero. I'm so proud of you. Stay inspired, everybody. I love you guys, and I will see you on the next episode.